bringing it back with another one with the big dog.
Bringing it back.
Baby, come back. You can blame it all on me.
There was something that I can dizzle and dazzle.
Razzle, frazzle. I don't remember anything past that. Anyways, so today, I had to get up early on my day off and go to court first thing this morning. I told the story on, like, the end of season one or something like that of the drunk driver who crashed into my parking spaces and, like, totaled my neighbor's car. And I was a witness to that. That tasted like Diet Pepsi, by the way. I was a witness to that, so I got subpoenaed. I had to go to court for today. So I'm just going to give you guys a quick rundown of court this morning. So I get up.
What shoes were you wearing?
Oh, man, that's a fucking killer. I wasn't prepared for that. None?
Right.
Good man.
Good man.
So, anyways.
Don't bow down to the white man and wear shoes.
So, I get up at, like, 8. I think it was exactly 8. I get up at 8, jump in the shower, take a real fast shower. I pretty much just washed my hair. Got dressed.
We had to be there at 9?
I had to be there. It was supposed to start at 9. I had to be there an hour, half hour early. So I get, like, I took, like, a 4-minute shower, blah, 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 got dressed, got out the door, and then realized, I was like, God, I know it's at 9, right? So I, just for shits, I checked the paper, 9:30. I'm like, sick.
Yeah.
Here it is, fucking 8:25. So I'm like, all right, so I stopped by my grandma's office, bullshitted with my grandma for a little bit, took off, got there at, like pretty much right at 9. It was, like, 8:55 when I walked into the courthouse.
And at that point, what did it smell like outside?
Fresh cut grass.
Okay.
So
they like to set a nice
standard. Nice tone. Yeah, nice, right. Nice, right off the bat.
Coming in.
Okay. So I walk in, and then I'm like, I have no idea where the fuck this courtroom's gonna be. So some lady finally tells me, so I go to the courtroom, get all the way there, and the security guard's like, oh, blah, blah, you have a cell phone with you? I was like, yeah, of course. Yeah, you're gonna have to take that back to your car. Motherfucker. So I had to walk all the way back through the courthouse, all the way outside, all the way back to my car, blah, blah, blah. Get back inside, sit in the courtroom, I walk in, and my neighbors are there, obviously, because it was their car that was hit.
Yeah.
So I go sit by them. And this is like 9:10 now. And so we have to watch this other court. Now, there's a guy, like, just getting ready to get sentenced. And all I can hear is his attorney talking. And he's like, oh, blah, 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 Mr. So-and-so for meth trafficking and possession of methamphetamines more than this. And, like, apparently the dude had, like, a pound of meth. He's been in trouble for trafficking it. He had a weapon, blah, blah, blah. Guess what this guy got? Mm. Like, 1.5 years probation.
Yeah.
No jail time. Nothing. I was like, okay. Mm-hmm. That's nice. And then, so I'm like, okay, fuck, we're next then. Cool, because it's about 9:30 by the time they get done with that guy. So I'm like, okay, sick, this is us. Judge goes, I have 8 restraining order cases next. I'm going to go in the back and review them first. I'm like, motherfucker. So she goes in the back for like 20 minutes, comes back out.
It was a girl judge.
Yes, this is a female judge, Judy. By the way. Yes, clearly. Who else would it be? It's the only female judge in the world.
Yeah.
So, anyways, Judy goes in the back and comes back out. And she's like, okay, we're going to start with the first one. And she's like, I'm going to call your name. You come up. We'll plead your case. Calls the first lady up, right? This girl goes up, uglier than fuck. Probably like 24 years old. Has like 4 kids. Ugly as shit. Fat. Gross. And her story seemed legit. She's talking about, okay, you want a restraining order on, like, we'll say Fred.
Yeah.
Okay. Why do you want a restraining order on Fred? Has he? Because in order to get a restraining order, you have to have either been physically harmed or they've threatened you enough to where, like, you feel like soon you're going to be physically harmed. And she's like, well, like, last Tuesday, I guess he, like, smacked the shit out of her, threw her around, held her on the ground and choked her, and the neighbors came over and, like, saved her, blah, blah, blah. So it was like, okay.
Real heartbreak love story.
Yeah, right. And you could just tell, like, these people probably do this, like, once a week.
Yeah.
Just those type of people, you know? Just the way she was dressed. And her fat, fucking 600-pound friend behind her.
No, pajama pants would have been the topper.
That's what I was just going to say. She's wearing a wife beater shirt, three sizes too small, that's stretched out, covered in grease stains, and pajama pants. Not the girl in court, but her friend was.
Yeah.
And she's in the background, And I'm just like, shut up, you cunt. So I'm like, okay, yeah, whatever, give her the restraining order, that's fair. Next girl comes up, she's like 66, I think is how old she was. Okay, who are you getting a restraining order against? It says, we'll say Dylan. So, against Dylan here. Yes. Okay, did Dylan physically harm you in any way? No, he didn't, he never did. Okay, what is making you want a restraining order against Dylan, ma'am? Well, he just... You know, he rents a room from me, okay, and has he threatened you? No, I can't say he's ever threatened me. Okay, do you feel threatened by him due to his actions? Well, he yells a lot. Does he yell at you? No, not really directly at me, just angry a lot, and he'll smash stuff in his room and things like that. Okay, and then she starts going into like, oh, you know, and he was late on his rant, and like, just talking about things that have nothing to do with the restraining order. Thing, yeah, right. So the judge is like, ma'am, that is for a civil case, that is not what we're here for, I need to know, blah, blah, blah. So she doesn't tell her any more information.
Yeah.
She just goes, you know, I'm 66, and, which she already said her fucking age, so.
Yeah.
So she's like, I'm 66, and I'm bipolar, and I have post-traumatic stress syndrome, and I have this and that, and it scares me when he yells. The judge writes for, like, 2 minutes. Okay, ma'am, I'm going to grant you your restraining order. Blah, blah, blah. Reads off the same stuff she reads for every time she grants it. Okay? Next person comes up is a guy. His face is fucked up.
Yeah.
Black eye like a motherfucker. Cuts and scratches all over his face and neck. He's like... Okay, you want a restraining order against, we'll say, Lisa. Why do you want a restraining order against Lisa, sir? Well, I was at work and my neighbors called and said my ex-fiance, who is Lisa, was at my house, smashing through my windows with rocks. Like, throwing rocks through my windows.
Maybe she was just mowing the yard.
She was.
Right.
Of course. So he's like, so I headed home.
Fucking yard work.
Yeah, fucking dick.
He comes home crazy.
Yeah, so he's like, I came home to confront her, and she fucking kicked, I guess she like kicked him in the balls, and then when he fell on the ground, she just started kicking him in the fucking face, and he was like, and this dude's like a, not like fat, but like just a big built guy, like if he wanted to, he probably could have ripped her fucking arms off.
Yeah.
But classic, if he would have defended himself, he'd be in jail right now.
Yeah.
And that's what he said, he's like, all I could do was cover myself up and lay there, what am I gonna do, hit her back? He's like, so, I mean, look at me, she beat the shit out of me, because I have to let her. And she's been texting me, threatening me, saying she's going to come over with a bunch of her friends. And, you know, she's already done damage to me and my property. And, you know, I've avoided contacting her, but she constantly contacts me, calls my work phone. You know, and I'm worried about my property. And I'm, you know, blah, 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 blah. Judge writes for like 2 minutes. Sir, I don't feel like you're in any imminent danger, so I'm going to deny your restraining order. I look over at Jesse, I'm just like, wait, what? He's the only person that's been in here that has actually had the shit beat out of him. So she denies it, right?
Okay.
Next person comes up, another 60-year-old.
The judge, to be in her defense, probably knew that lady was just doing yard work. They got their freaking weed eating that damn yard.
You're right. I mean, probably an old push mower, just flinging rocks.
Yeah, because he's too cheap to buy a different one.
Fuck.
Jackass.
Yeah. So, next lady comes up, like 50 again. Who's the restraining order against, ma'am? We'll say this guy's name is Jack Meehoff.
Jack Meehoff, right?
Yep, okay, so, it's Jack, he's my grandson. Okay, what has your grandson done in the last 6 months that has made you feel like you're in imminent danger or possible danger? Well, he just says very, very mean things to me. Granted, this lady is like 400 pounds and is in like one of those like big walkers, but it's just like wheels.
Yeah.
Oxygen tank. Smells like 10 packs of cigarettes.
Yeah.
He just, you know, he says very demeaning and mean things to me because of my size, and I'm disabled, and you know, he was renting the house across the street from me, and you know, I kicked him out, and he stole the fridge, and okay, ma'am, I need to know what he's done to physically harm you. Well, he's never touched me or anything like that. Okay, has he threatened to touch you? Is he belligerent? No, he'll just make fun of me sometimes, and it's very stressful, and blah, blah, blah. Grants her the restraining order.
Right.
Because he says mean things.
Right.
Next guy was stabbed by his ex.
Right.
With a pair of scissors. Like, it wasn't real bad, like he wasn't going to die or anything, but still, like, she
Arts
stabbed
and crafts
him.
Arts accident.
Yeah, exactly. She stabbed him with something, like scissors or like a, I don't know, a pen, some sharp pen or some shit.
Meat
Anyways,
forks.
So he tells this whole story, pretty much like the first guy's, like, I fucking came home, and she was, like, freaking out, we started arguing, she came after me, and kept smacking me in the face, and I grabbed her hand, and I was like, hey, don't fucking hit me, what are you doing? And she reached over on the counter, grabbed something, stabbed him, like, in the side, like, stabbed the motherfucker, he went to the hospital. Yeah. He's like, I've got hospital records, I've got police reports, I've got all this, the police officers are the ones who told me to come in here to get it, blah, 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 tells the whole story. She writes stuff down for about 3 minutes. Sir, I don't feel like you're in any future danger. I'm going to deny your thing. Okay, yeah, but she still lives with, like, at my house. That's why I don't feel safe. Like, what if she gets pissed off when I'm sleeping and comes in and stabs me in the throat? Sir, unless she's indicated she was going to do so, I don't see why I can... I'm fucking so baffled. What? All the girls... Well, the first one just got smacked around. The other two girls... You said mean stuff. Yeah. Oh, we'll give it to you. It's a year restraining order, 500 feet.
Yeah.
These dudes come in, actually been stabbed, and had the shit kicked out of them. Nothing. You're not in danger.
Yeah.
I was like, this fucking judge hates men.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not... Like, anytime somebody says something sexist, I'm like, you're fucking dumb. It's not sexist. You're
yeah.
Dumb. That would be pretty crazy. But, like, that is fucking some extreme shit to me.
Yeah.
I was like, what? So, then she finally says, I had a... Okay, we're done with the restraining orders now. I have a trial that was supposed to take place at 9:30, and we will begin that shortly. I need to review it. And I'm like, oh, fuck, thank God, because it's like 10:15. I'm like, fucking sick, about time. All of a sudden, like, she goes in the back. She's back there for, like, 5 minutes, and then this different lady walks out from the... Like, the back. Walks around, comes down, and goes to us. Are you guys here for the... I can't remember the guy's name. Ollie. Ollie DeBooger is what we're going to say his name was. So she's like, are you guys here for Ollie's trial? Yeah. Okay. Who's who? And Jesse's like, oh, I'm... You know, it was our vehicle, blah, blah, blah. She's like, okay. And you're just like, you're the neighbor? I was like, yeah, I'm the neighbor. Okay. Blah, blah, blah. She walks away. I'm like, okay. She comes back. The DA wants to speak to you, please. I was like, okay, cool. Go in the back in the room. The DA's like, hey, my name's... It was like Eric or Aaron or something. I'm the DA, blah, blah, blah. Nice to meet you. Hey, man, how's it going? He's like, oh, yeah. So we're sitting down.
Sit you down, his other guy. Now, we're going to play good cop, bad cop here.
Burns me in the neck with a cigarette. The other guy rubs ointment on it.
I'm just the witness. Don't play dumb with me, sir.
So, he calls me in, and, like, we're in there for 2 seconds. Somebody walks in and, like, does the classic, like, whisper in his ear. He's like, oh, really? Oh, shit. He's like, okay, so I just took this trial over this morning. He's the assistant DA. He's like, I just took the thing over, blah, blah, blah. He's like, apparently he plead out yesterday, so none of you guys need to be here.
Plead out? What does that mean?
That means he was pretty much like, yeah, okay, I did it. I'll take the jail time. Or, like, I'll plead guilty for, like, less jail time kind of a thing or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so he's like, yeah, so you don't even need to be here. I was like, whoa. I sat in here for 2 fucking hours listening to this goofy shit. Why didn't anybody call me?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they're pretty bad about that. So I went in and I was like, hey, Jesse, this guy needs to talk to you about something. I'm leaving. Oh, you're leaving? Yeah, I'm fucking leaving. See ya. I'm not going to sit here and watch the rest of this shit today.
Yeah.
So I bounced. That is my courthouse story. It's just really baffling to me because that judge was very... it didn't make any fucking sense to me, dude. Like, I wouldn't have gave it to those two old ladies.
Yeah.
He said mean shit? That's not what a restraining order is for.
Yeah.
Go fuck yourself.
Well, the other girl was just mowing the lawn. The other one was doing arts and crafts.
Literally. So. Bunch of pussies.
Pussies. That's the way the judge is. Just be like, oh, now you're going to get a restraining order. Okay, well, the next time she comes close, I'm going to snap her neck.
That's what I would say.
So maybe she should get one away from me.
That's what I would say. Okay, so yeah, you're right. Next time I get called that she's in my fucking yard throwing rocks, I'm gonna come home and hit her in the head with a bat. Just not say a word.
We'll have a different conversation.
Just get out of the car. You son of a bitch. Pink.
Dead.
Living a bat.
Well, you're hitting those rocks pretty far.
Well, yeah, pink.
Oh, as far as you're
done and Dunskies. Anyways, that is my courthouse story for today. Just thought I'd share it with everybody at the same time. Twitter, at Dogcast. The dogcast.podomatic.com.
Yeah.
Yeah. As always, at Not Nick Cook on Twitter, Facebook. You can look up the Radcast page, iTunes, subscribe.
Cats.
Dogs. With K's, of course. Dogs with K's as well.
Twist,
fist, torn. Yeah. Go fuck yourselves.
Real quick.
Okay. You want to plug something?
Yeah, I wrote it down.
Now this is getting awkward. This is.
Let me just go ahead and ask.
Let's just go ahead and just take a minute here. A
quick question. I don't have it written down anywhere.
Let's take a moment of silence for all the troops.
I forgot what it was. I was going to ask you something.
About what?
I don't remember.
You don't even remember what it was about?
No. What was what's Dr. Octopus's favorite month?
Dr. Octopus's favorite month? Hold on. Let's see, January, February, March, April, May, June. I'm trying to it's gotta have a wordplay. June, July, August.
August.
September. October. Is it October?
Because he's a squid.
I get it. I see what you did there.
He's an octopus. That's Spider-Man.